Arkham Horror LCG First Game Guide 2026. Setup, rules, skill tests, and solo play. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. For a first Arkham Horror LCG game in 2026, buy Chapter 2 Core if you want the current evergreen entry. Use one unmodified starter deck. Follow the scenario setup line by line and keep the four phase round and skill test ladder visible. Play one investigator for the simplest rules load or two-handed solo if you want the full clue and combat team puzzle. This is the card you keep beside your first game. Arkham Horror, the card game is a cooperative campaign game about investigating locations, managing enemies, passing skill tests, and living with consequences. The rules are learnable. The first setup is what makes the game look harder than it is. Robert rebuilt the opening evening from Fantasy Flight's current Chapter 2 rulebook, campaign guide, official tutorial path, June 2026 grimoire, and the questions that keep recurring in beginner discussions. We will not explain the whole library before your first action. We will put the right cards in the right places, teach the heartbeat of a round, and show exactly where a first table usually trips. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Arkham Horror LCG Core should a new player buy in 2026? Buy Arkham Horror, the card game Chapter 2 Core set if you are starting fresh. Fantasy Flight released it in March 2026 as the current evergreen entry. It contains five investigators, a usable player card pool, tokens, and the three scenario Brethren of Ash campaign. It is not a new edition of the rules. It is the new foundation and current environment entry point. If you already own Revised Core, keep it. That box is still fully compatible and remains the cleanest physical foundation for the Chapter 1 library. Fantasy Flight now calls older releases the legacy environment, but legacy does not mean obsolete. The card backs, core rules, and campaign models still work together. The practical fork is simple: Chapter 2 for a new collection, Revised Core for an existing Chapter 1 collection. Do not buy both before you know you want both eras. A core is a teaching system, not a bulk discount. Open one, finish its campaign, then let your preferred kind of trouble choose the next box. What is inside the Chapter 2 core box? The box gives 1 to 4 players the physical foundation, investigator mini cards, investigator and player cards, scenario cards, locations, act and agenda decks, encounter cards, health and sanity resources, clues and doom, and the chaos bag tokens used by every test. The campaign guide supplies the exact setup and story resolutions. Before sorting by art or color, separate the three jobs. Player cards build investigator decks, scenario cards create the current case, and core components are reused every game. Keep encounter sets together by the small set symbol at the bottom of the card. That symbol is more useful than the card title when the setup list asks you to find a packet. Do not shuffle everything together. Player cards, encounter sets, and scenario-specific cards are separate systems. If the encounter deck contains investigator assets, stop and resort. How do you set up the first scenario? Use the campaign guide, not a photograph of somebody else's table. Choose the campaign and scenario, read only the setup section, gather every named encounter set by symbol, place the act and agenda in their starting state, build the location map exactly as instructed, then assemble the chaos bag for the chosen difficulty. Each investigator chooses a legal deck and reads both sides of the investigator card. Put the mini card at the stated starting location. Take 5 resources and draw 5 opening cards. Perform 1 mulligan, set aside any unwanted non-weakness cards, draw replacements, then shuffle the set aside cards back into the deck. Weaknesses drawn during setup are handled according to the rules rather than casually redrawn. Choose campaign and scenario. Gather named encounter sets by symbol. Place act, agenda, locations, encounter deck, and tokens. Build the chaos bag for the chosen difficulty. Choose investigator and legal deck. Take 5 resources, draw 5 cards, and mulligan once. What goes where on the table? Think of the table as 3 zones. The scenario zone holds the act, agenda, encounter deck, and location map. Each investigator zone holds a deck, discard pile, investigator card, resources, and assets. The shared edge holds damage, horror, clues, doom, and the chaos bag. Put the act and agenda where every player can read their thresholds. leave space around locations because enemies, clues, and investigator mini-cards will accumulate there. Keep each investigator's threat area distinct. Enemies and treacheries, there are not communal decoration. The clean layout prevents timing mistakes because the physical location of a card tells the table who controls the problem. Leave an empty hand width around the location row. Arkham expands exactly where a neat first setup assumes it will not. How does a round work? After the first round exception, each round follows four phases. In the Mythos phase, place Doom, check the agenda threshold, and have each investigator draw and resolve one encounter card. In the investigation phase, investigators take turns and each gets three actions. In the enemy phase, hunter enemies move and engaged ready enemies attack. In upkeep, ready exhausted cards, draw one card and gain one resource. The investigators choose their order in the investigation phase, and that order may change every round. Let the clue lead wait while the fighter clears an enemy. Let the support investigator move first if a boost must arrive before a difficult test. Whose turn is a tactical question, not a seating chart. First round exception, the first round begins with the investigation phase. Do not add doom or draw encounter cards before anyone has taken a turn. How do skill tests and the chaos bag work? A skill test names one of four skills: willpower, intellect, combat, or agility. Start with the investigator's value, add eligible icons from committed cards and active bonuses, reveal one chaos token, resolve its modifier or symbol text, then compare the final total with the difficulty. Equal or higher succeeds. Only commit cards that are legal for the test. Another investigator at your location may usually commit one card to your test. The investigator taking the test may commit any legal number. The autofail token makes the test fail regardless of total, so a giant commitment can reduce ordinary risk without removing all risk. The bag is not a memory contest. Keep the scenario reference card visible because its symbol effects can change with difficulty and scenario state. Which actions cause attacks of opportunity? An investigator gets three actions and may move, investigate, draw, gain a resource, play a card, activate an action ability, engage, fight, evade, parley, or resign when allowed. While engaged with one or more ready enemies, taking an action other than fight, evade, parley, or resign provokes an attack of opportunity from each engaged ready enemy. That means drawing a card, gaining a resource, moving away, investigating, or playing most assets can be brutally expensive while engaged. Deal with the enemy or have a teammate engage it away first. Also remember that attacking an enemy engaged with another investigator can damage that investigator if the attack fails. Arkham permits heroism, it invites carelessness. The phrase, "I will just draw a card first," has written more accidental obituaries than the encounter deck. Before every investigator turn, say the enemy job aloud, fight it, evade it, or move it to the person built to handle it. Should your first solo game use one investigator or two? Use one investigator if your priority is learning timing and card anatomy. You manage one hand, one threat area, and three actions. Choose a flexible investigator with a credible clue plan and a credible enemy plan. Use two investigators if your priority is learning the game's team puzzle. One deck can lean toward clues while the other controls enemies. Two-handed solo is more administration, but it smooths the extremes of true solo and makes scenario pacing resemble multiplayer. For the first scenario, do not optimize both decks between every action. Play open-handed, narrate triggers, and use a simple token or coin to mark which investigator has finished the turn. The second hand should add tactical possibility, not bookkeeping fog. What should you do when a rule is unclear? Resolve the immediate question from the physical rulebook or the latest Arkham Grimoire. If the answer still is not clear, choose a reasonable temporary ruling, write the question down, and keep playing. A 10-minute forum search in the middle of a scene costs more atmosphere than one reversible mistake. For a guided watch, Fantasy Flight's official beginner page links Watch It Played's full tutorial. For deck and campaign bookkeeping, Arkham Cards is excellent, but the physical act, agenda, scenario reference, and investigator cards remain the live table's source of truth. The 90-second ruling, look for 90 seconds. If no answer appears, record a provisional ruling and return after the scenario. Consistency tonight matters more than perfect scholarship mid-scene. What should you buy after the first game? Nothing until you finish the core campaign. If the group loved the story and wants a larger arc, choose one campaign expansion. If the group loved building decks, add one current investigator deck, such as Tommy Muldoon or Marie Lambeau. Do not buy a random old mythos pack. The legacy release model split campaigns across a deluxe box and six packs, and a single orphan pack is not a campaign. Continue with volume II, deck building and campaign teams when your first question changes from what can I do to what should this deck do. Your first victory is not winning the scenario. It is reaching the resolution with everyone understanding why the table changed. Final verdict. Start with one core, one pre-built deck, one scenario, and one visible turn reference. Chapter 2 is the clean current buy. Revised core is still a valid Chapter 1 foundation. Do not buy a campaign mountain to solve a teaching problem. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Arkham Horror LCG core set for a beginner in 2026? Chapter 2 core is the current evergreen entry and best default for a completely new buyer. Revised core remains a valid Chapter 1 foundation for existing owners and collectors. Is Chapter 2 a second edition of Arkham Horror LCG? Number Fantasy Flight states that Chapter 2 is not a new edition. The fundamental rules and card backs remain compatible. Chapter 2 begins the current environment and new release path. Do I need two core sets? Number both Revised Core and Chapter 2 Core are designed as one-box foundations. The original 2016 Core often required two copies for full playsets, which is one reason old advice can be confusing. How many actions does an investigator get? Each investigator normally gets three actions during that investigator's turn in the investigation phase. Do you draw encounter cards in the first round? Number the first round begins with the investigation phase, so the first mythos phase is skipped. What causes an attack of opportunity? While engaged with a ready enemy, most actions provoke. Fight, evade, parley, and resign actions do not. Read card-specific instructions for exceptions. Can another investigator help with my skill test? An investigator at your location may normally commit one eligible card to your test. You may commit any legal number from your own hand, unless another rule limits it. Is true solo or two-handed solo easier? True solo is easier to administer. Two-handed solo usually offers better role coverage and a smoother campaign experience, but it doubles the hands and triggers you track. Should I change the starter deck before the first game? Number play at least one scenario unchanged. You need evidence about what the deck failed to do before replacing cards intelligently. What should I buy after the core? Finish the core campaign first. Then choose one complete campaign expansion for more story or one current investigator deck for a new ready-to-play character. Avoid orphan legacy mythos packs unless completing a known old cycle.